Hello, friends. Welcome to Islington Listens, wisdom from a community of faith that doesn't think the same, vote the same, or love the same, but we are trying our best to follow in the way of Jesus with compassion and hope. Welcome to Islington Listens. You're connected to a community that doesn't think the same, vote the same, or love the same, but we are trying our best to follow in the way of Jesus. A way of compassion and hope, a way of forgiveness and grace. We're now on our fifth episode in our Finding God in the Ordinary series, with such deep thanks to Jim Taylor, British Columbian writer and elder whose books Everyday Parables and More Everyday Parables were inspired with his meeting with groups of people to pray Jesus parables and to write their own. Here's one now entitled Waterfalls. The first time I saw Niagara Falls, I thought someone must turn it off at night. Otherwise, I thought there'd be nothing left for people to watch the next day. There were always people watching the falls, night or day, rain or shine. People leaned on railings to watch the green water sluice over the edge and plunge into the gorge below. A waterfall, almost any waterfall, has a strange fascination for us. We can stand for hours, sometimes watching the waterfall free in endlessly varying patterns. Subconsciously, perhaps we identify with waterfalls. Like our lives, waterfalls never stand still. They keep changing. They never repeat. The water that's there this second is not the same water that was there a second before. A waterfall is constantly being reborn. There's a restlessness about waterfalls that we know too well. Above the falls, the stream is tightly confined by banks, constricted by channels. We feel the same way about life. And then suddenly, like a waterfall, we are set free. Sometimes that freedom is frightening. It's a long way to the bottom. Sometimes it's exhilarating. But waterfalls must be constantly replenished from their source to keep flowing. So must our faith. Or, like a waterfall, we too will dry up and die. Remember the story of Jesus talking to the Samaritan woman in the Gospel of John? A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone to the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria? Jews do not share things in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God, who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well with his sons and his flocks that drank from it?" Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks water from this well will be thirsty again, but those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water, gushing up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." Hear what the Spirit is saying to us all. Picture a river, your favorite river, or a river whose sound has imprinted on your mind or your heart. The river's clear water runs in a limpid chorus over rounded rocks, and it occurs to me as I drove along beside the river that I've never seen an ugly river. Every river left to itself is beautiful, whether it's a black canyon with raging waters or a muddy stream meandering across an ancient lake bottom. Rivers only become ugly when we destroy them with warehouses and industries crowded along the banks, with toxins dumped into their waters and debris carried by the current. Every river is different. No two rivers ever follow the same watershed, the same valley. They all rise in their unique sources and all follow their unique routes to the sea. They're rather like us that way. Each of our lives is unique. No two of us ever live exactly the same journey, the same experiences. Yet despite the uniqueness, we all flow to the same sea. The ancient Hebrews thought of the ocean as death because it was too salty to drink or use for irrigation. In a sense, the ocean is a death for every river, yet the ocean is not deadly. We now know it was the womb of life, the place where life began. It is still the world's most prolific source of living creatures. There are many rivers, but only one ocean. We call the oceans by various names, but they are all connected. They are all at sea level. If we are like rivers, perhaps the ocean is like God, universal, endless, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Perhaps when we die, our individual rivers are all welcomed into God's universal womb of life. This makes me think of so many times where I've stood at graveside or led funerals where we read the words of Psalm 23. And in Godly Play, we share the story of the parable of the Good Shepherd. We remind children that parables are very old, that they're treasures, that they're a gift given to us long before we were born, that we may be ready to enter a parable, but it takes time. Sometimes they do not open. A parable is already ours. We don't have to take it or buy it or get them in any way. They already belong to us. And this parable of the Good Shepherd uses words of Psalm 23 and the story in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 18, 10 to 14. I wonder if you can find yourself inside this story. I wonder if you can picture the good grass and the cool waters and perhaps the places of danger. I wonder if you can picture a sheepfold, like a house, where there are many sheep inside. I wonder if you can hold that image in your mind as you hear this story. For there was once someone who said such amazing things and did such wonderful things that people followed him. As they followed him, they began to wonder who he was, and finally they just had to ask him. And once when they asked him who he was, he said, "I am the Good Shepherd. I know each one of my sheep by name, and when I take the sheep from the sheepfold, they followed me. I walk in front of the sheep to show them the way. I show them the way to the good grass. And I show them the way to the cool, clear, still water. And when there are places of danger, I show them how to go through. I count each one as the sheep go inside. If one of the sheep is missing, I would go anywhere to look for the lost sheep. In the grass, by the water, even in the places of danger. And when the lost sheep is found, I'd put it on my back, even if it's heavy, and carry it safely back to the sheepfold. When all the sheep are safe inside, I'm so happy. I can't be happy just by myself, so I invite all of my friends over and we have a great feast. There are also ordinary shepherds. When the ordinary shepherd takes the sheep from the sheepfold, they do not always show the way. The sheep wander. When the wolf comes, the ordinary shepherd runs away, but the good shepherd stays between the wolf and the sheep and would even give their life for the sheep so they can come back safely to the sheepfold. I wonder if these sheep have names. I wonder if the sheep are happy inside the sheepfold. I wonder where this whole place could really be. I wonder if you've ever come close to such a place. If you've ever found the good grass. I wonder if you've ever had the cool, clear, fresh water touch you. I wonder if you've ever had to go through a place of danger. I wonder how you got through. I wonder if you've ever been lost. I wonder if you've ever been found. I wonder if the good shepherd has ever called your name. I wonder where this whole story could really be. We take them with us on our hearts, don't we? The good shepherd, the sheep, the dangerous places, the sheepfold, the grass, the water. And in that peace, the peace of the rushing river, the peace of the depth of the ocean, the peace of a waterfall. In the midst of that energy, we hear communities of faith, ancient words from Philippians, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone, for the Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Thanks for listening, friends. For other ways to connect, go to islingtonunited.org. May God's wisdom and love keep finding you.